NA1SF, NA1SF, this is K6DUE, Greenbelt, Maryland, for Air's contact. NA1SF, this is K6DUE, over.
K6DUE, this is NA1SF, over.
Great, we read you loud and clear, so I'm going to turn it over to the school for the first question. So go ahead, Parkside.
Hello, this is Sydney. I love learning about space. Do you have an interest in space when you were young? Over.
Space is a wonderful place to live and work. It is neat that we are in this day and age where we have rockets we can take into the space. Over.
Hello, this is Jordan. How was your educational background and training prepared you to be aboard the ISS? Over.
It's fun to be aboard the ISS. We do have a lot of work, but during off-duty time, we can look out the windows that are over.
Hello, this is Tino. What pilot preparations I needed before I had my experience to travel to space?
We keep in touch with our families by talking on Space to Ground radio, and we have two-way video conferences. Over.
Hello, this is Ryan. How did you feel the first time you launched into outer space? Over.
The first time I went into outer space, I did not feel very good for the first day. It was like people really good. Over.
This is Joshua. My instructions have been ironed on the plane. Did your ears pop when you left Earth? Over.
Right now, we are over Mexico in our orbit over Earth. Over.
Hello, this is Michaela. How long did it take you to reach the ISS vessel launching? Over.
It took us 2.5 days after launch to get to the ISS. It only takes 8.5 minutes to get into orbit, but it takes 2 days after that to catch up and dock to the ISS. Over.
Hello, this is Brendan. I was in the MRE food before and I love it. Did you get tired of eating space food?
Space food is like MREs, freeze-dried food as well. So we warm our food in a food warmer or we inject hot water and I think our food tastes real good. Over.
Hello, this is Cinder. We're going to go outside. Tell us why you're in space. Over.
We have lots of space on Space Station. It has over 10 modules, and for 6 people, there's plenty of room for the whole crew. Over.
No, I'm getting to meet it. Do you sleep kind of the same while you're in space? Over.
I sleep real well in space. You don't even need a pillow because you're just free floating inside your sleeping bag. Over.
What would happen if you ran out of supplies on the ISS? Over.
If we ran out of supplies on ISS, we would make do with what we have. I never run out of everything at once, but we might run out of one item. For example, if we ran out of towels, we'd figure out a way to use extra clothing for towels. So, we make do when we run out of supplies. Over.
Hello. This is Jordan again. What experiments have you currently been conducting aboard the ISS? Over.
On ourselves as human experiments, where we look at medical, we are also doing physical science experiments where we grow crystals and we're looking at combustion, which is the best way to say it's fire. Over.
You know, what did you get in town on the dead base on the island of
We have 6 crew on ISS, and we have 6 sleep stations, so we all have our own to sleep. Over.
This is why, if there are 6 crew members aboard the ISS, how do you decide what type of music everyone will listen to? Over.
We each have a MP3 player issued to us, so we can listen to our own music without having to disturb the other group members. Over.
Hello, this is Joshua. How many days have you been in space? Over.
I've been in space 72 days on this mission. Over.
This is Michaela. How often do astronauts perform spacewalks? Over.
We do spacewalks maybe once a year or twice a year. That's for the whole space station. And but we're only up here for 6 months, so maybe you do a spacewalk, maybe you don't. Over.
This is Brandon. What is the most exciting thing you have seen in space? Over.
One of the most exciting things I've seen in space has to do with surface tension and droplets of water. Over.
This is Kimberly. What's up on a single white ball and a single white ball that is in the United States? Over.
We have many different types of cameras on space station. We have standard cameras that you can take pictures with visible light. We have one camera that's modified so it looks in the infrared region of the spectrum, so that means that it can see light waves that our eyes cannot see. Over.
This is Amir. Do you think how often are you able to communicate with your family and friends while you're on the ISS?
Every once a week, in a family conference where we have two-way video, but we also have an internet phone. So if we have the right kind of radio coverage, I can talk to them whenever I want. Over.
What new technology has recently been developed into ISS mission? Over.
One of the technologies that we use to keep our mission going involves aerogel, which is a lightweight material that we're using as an insulator to keep our biological samples cool. Over.
Jordan speaking. How is space debris being handled? Over.
Space is a wonderful place to live and work for a 6 month period. Over.
Jordan speaking. Has the International Space Station been to a meteorite shower has it opened it back to you? Over.
We go through meteorite showers all the time. The chances of getting hit are really small. We do get hit by micrometeorites, which make little pop marks on the outside of the space station. When you go on a spacewalk, you can see those on. You can see them. Over.
Hi, Stacy. What do you miss the most about Earth while you are on the ISS? Over.
We do orbit over most of Earth. There are some places at high latitudes that we cannot see. Over.
What type of vehicle do you use to return to Earth after your mission is complete? Over.
We fly down in the same vehicle that we flew up, which is a Russian-made Soyuz spacecraft. Over.
Hello, speaking. Are there any long-term effects on the body after living in space for a long period of time? Over.
There are some effects after living in space. You can lose bone density, but you gain that back. You tend to lose weight, and you can gain that back. You are still strong from all the exercise you do on orbit. Over.
To return to Earth, what procedures do astronauts undergo? Over.
After we return to Earth, we spend about a month doing medical experiments. I should say medical experiments are done on us for about a month after we come back. Over.
Hey, Dr. Stacy. What disadvantages do you see with the satellites on the United States shuttle program? Over.
The shuttle program was canceled so that we could build our next vehicle, which we are in the process of making the next rocket now. Over.
This is Amir speaking. I'm Amir speaking. What do you think?
started in 25 years. Over.
Wow, in 25 years, I hope that we have a base on the moon and we have been to Mars. Over.
We've got about 30 seconds left.
Just a couple words from our principal at the school. I want to say thank you so much, astronaut Kyle Pettis.
Yes, this is Dr. Luck again. I want to say thank you so much. We truly appreciate the opportunity. I would also like to thank the Atlanta Public Schools, the Blaine Park community, and most importantly, our Parkside family for always supporting our students. Thank you again.
My pleasure.
With that, so we're not able to hear our sister, they can hear us. So how about a big thank you from the school? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you!
Anyone? This is K6BUE clear. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Yep.